Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hi, folks, you're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 123 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on October 17th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Pete. Been a while.
What's up?
Been a while.
It has been.
You know, sick. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear my voice is not, it's not its usual. I'm extremely sick, that's why. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
What are you doing?
Not being sick. So what kind of sick are you? Like, cold?
No, like bronchitis that was really, really bad, and...
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't good. It's what I get for going to Comic-Con. It's the dreaded dreaded nerd flu that gets me every single time. The sun over New Jersey is red, and I lose all my Kryptonian powers when I go there.
Interesting. Good philosophy.
Yeah, so because, you know, I was rocketed away from the doomed state of New Jersey to the warm yellow sun of Florida, which empowers me and gives me my strength.
Interesting.
So I'm drinking in the sun's radiation and trying to...
That's a great original concept.
Yeah, right? I'm going to be rich. So some mousekeeping things before we get started. Please, folks, if you haven't already, check out our Facebook discussion group at facebook.com/groups/two men and the mouse. You can always talk with us there about all things Disney. It is a growing, thriving community over there. And, folks, if you like Disney t-shirts, I wanted to point you in the direction of my friend Mikey Wisenhunt and his t-shirt selling gig that he's got going on right now. It's over at tpublic.com/user/magical meltdown. He's got one or two shirts up there right now. One of them was the Keep Epcot, Make Epcot Great Again shirt that I was sporting at Epcot recently. It was a really cool shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yep, definitely. Okay, so we have got a lot of news this week, so I don't want to, like, you know, lollygag around pretty much.
I know. You know, I'm almost excited. I mean, I hate missing weeks. But
I know, but when we miss weeks like this, there's always so much news to get to.
Yeah, it's like a super news. I love it.
Right. Okay, so the news this week brought to you, as always, by our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. We love our friend Dave Weikert of Magical Travel.
I do love Dave.
Yep. Dave helping you out recently with anything?
You know.
Here and there?
We've had some conversations.
Yeah, a couple little conversation-roos.
Here and there.
Okay, cool. All right, so we've got a plethora of, like I said, it's an all news week here on Two Men and the Mouse, so buckle up, folks. If news is your bag, then this week is your show. Okay, Pete, ready to start broad with some worldwide news?
Yeah, let's do it.
I feel like we haven't had worldwide news in a while. This is one that I feel like you particularly are going to take a vested interest in.
Okay,
you
good.
You ready for this? Folks, I apologize in advance.
Are there going to be a lot of coughing breaks?
There's going to be a lot of coughing this week because I am still extremely sick, but I did not want 3 weeks to go by. I was getting messages from listeners, oh, where's the show? Where's the show? Please tell me you guys aren't done. So this is, I am giving of myself for you guys this week.
Is there any chance that you've just been really busy the last 2 weeks and are faking this illness?
You know what? That I think that needs to go in the realm of Two Men and the Mouse conspiracy theories, much like Peter Mandel is actually just a voice that Kevin does.
That's true. And see, I'm not coughing, so that would lean towards...
Exactly. That would make me really, really good at what I do.
That's right. Like, maybe you record the whole show as two tracks.
Right. And, like, people that think Mort isn't real.
Well, Maybe I understand that because he's
shut
not like
up, Mort. I know we haven't mentioned you in a while. You can sit down. Take off that crown.
Is Mort sick also?
Mort is always in a constant state of sniffles, but you know, Mort is one of the Melvins that did this to me. So
I believe that.
Okay, so Disney is surveying guests on big changes coming to the Memory Maker package.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
No, hit me.
Oh, I'm so glad because you are going to go nuts. Either that, or you're going to have no reaction, and I'm going to be kerfluffled by that.
Nuts awesome or nuts bad?
Nuts awesome, I think, because it's an optional add-on to your Memory Maker that gives you a lot of extra stuff. A private photo session of 5 to 15 pictures prior to park opening.
Okay.
A separate line at character meet and greets, specifically for people who have the package. Shorter wait times.
I like that.
A 360-degree video of all your character meet and greets.
Like, no matter how many you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And camera stations in areas only for guests with the package. Like, they were testing, stationary cameras in, like, over by the Sword and Stone recently and stuff like that. So, like, other, like, special, like, photo pass locations just for people with the package. And one year of photo and video storage.
Okay. And what's this cost?
It would be an increase of about $100 to $180. I feel like this is a no-brainer for the Mandel family.
You know, I do too. Now, listen, money's always an issue, you know? But
I mean, when you're dealing with a $10,000 vacation or $7,000 vacation, whatever you guys spend for a family your size, like, is an extra $100 for that much stuff really going to?
I do like to maximize PhotoPass, too. Like, I will use the heck out of this. You know what I mean?
Of course. A private PhotoPass photo session in the Magic Kingdom prior to park opening, you're all over that.
Now, what do you get, one of those?
Yeah, I think so. It says 5 to 15 photos, so.
And who, with a character?
I don't think that's with a character, no.
Oh, so it's just like
empty
park, castle or
it's
something?
An empty park photo session.
Okay, I mean, I kind of feel like I get that anyway when I, you know, book an early breakfast.
Not with all of you in it.
Yeah, there's PhotoPass photographers there.
Oh, are there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I bet you there won't be soon.
Doesn't mean that I wouldn't still do this.
Yeah.
I probably would.
I think the 360-degree video is a game changer.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that sounds cool. Again, I just need to, like, I would almost need to, like,
you need to see it.
It's hard for me to imagine, yeah, what we're talking about.
I love the concept of the 360-degree video. Like, to be able to be like, oh, my God, like, I could completely once, like, relive this moment like I'm there in a virtual reality setting.
You know how I am about video. I video a lot when I'm on my trips.
Right.
I make a little, you know, half hour, 45, maybe an hour movie for each trip. So we can always kind of relive the trip. And the kids love all that stuff. So and even like the ride videos, I mean, I put them all into the video. They seamlessly go in. I do it through iMovie. And, you know, any additional video, I kind of would absolutely pay for it, I would
think.
Right,
absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, no brainer.
Now, when's this going to start?
Right now, it was just a survey question. So,
okay.
I think if it happens at all, it's going to be reliant on how people answered the survey.
Right.
But, you know, like, they do a lot of survey things where I'm just like, no way in a million years are people going for this. This, I can see people doing.
Yeah, I think I would do it.
What's
normal PhotoPass cost?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What is that, 150? 160?
Okay, so maybe we're talking $300 now.
Yeah.
You know, again, I swear I'm not just throwing money around here. I kind of feel like I could get $300 of value out of it. I really do.
I feel like you can. I feel like most people wouldn't, but I feel like you would.
No, and I get that. I mean, there's so many. I actually have stopped pressuring people to get PhotoPass because I've sent people, I'm like, you got to get PhotoPass. And then they come back with, like, 25 pictures.
Right.
And I'm like, no, you did it wrong.
You did it completely wrong. How dare you?
Right. If you're really going to maximize it, you got to do it, you know?
Of course. Okay, so ready for some Disney Springs news. We got two bits of Disney Springs news. In huge news that affects you, Peter Mandel, a third parking garage is coming to Disney Springs in 2019.
Oh, nice. Finally.
Right? I'm assuming it will be the Lemon garage, because you have the orange garage and the lime garage. But actually, this is a big deal to people that live local. I don't know where the need for a third garage is coming from. I feel like the two garages that they have now kind of fits everyone. Maybe a third massive parking garage would be a little bit of overkill, but whatever.
I want to say they wouldn't build it for no reason, but honestly, I bet you building a parking garage is like the easiest thing Disney does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. And those are pretty nifty parking garages with the lights over.
Right, so they probably feel like, why not?
Yeah, why not? We're going to build this parking garage because we can, Kevin Kessler. And you're going to park in it, and you're going to like it, and you're going to be like, wow, these lights over these spaces are really convenient.
So you're going to park in it.
That's exactly how that conversation is going to go.
It's very one-sided.
Yeah, pretty one-sided. I'm just going to like sit there.
Do they really have individual lights over the spots?
They do. When you get to a row, like it'll say like five, and that means there are five spaces in the row. Then as you go down the row, there's a green light over each space, and if the light is lit, it means the space is open.
Interesting.
It is cutting edge stuff.
It is the parking garage of the future.
Yeah, like I could see like, well, progress here. We got parking garages with lights over them now, Rover. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
It should be in there.
As it rotates. Okay, moving right along. So what is the one thing that people have wanted in Disney Springs for years, but they can't get, but they have not been able to get?
Wrappers.
No. They have them.
No.
They're there. They exist.
NBA store, NBA Jam.
Well, yeah, there's that, but that's still not coming. I'll do one more try. Take an actual guess is what I'm referring to.
Tacos.
Character meet and greets, Peter Mandel.
Wow, that's a game changer.
That's a game changer. In the former Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at the World of Disney store in the Princess Room, which is the big room, you know, if you were to walk in, not by Stitch, but by like where the Aurora and Cinderella statues are, which
right.
My sidekick calls the I went to Orlando but didn't get to Disney picture with those statues.
Right.
Well, now, game changer, from October 1st to 30th, they're testing out from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. You can get either Snow White, Cinderella, Aurora, Tiana, or a visiting princess in that room.
Okay, and while I think that's wonderful, it would in no way, shape, or form affect my decision to go to Disney Springs or not.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is going to pull you in. I'm just saying that like this is pretty awesome.
I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to pull anybody in, aside from maybe locals.
That's the thing. I think it's going to pull in locals and they're going to spend money.
Right, which is great and awesome.
Or it may pull in some people that that are visiting but are not going to Disney, you know?
That's true.
They do exist.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. The way it works, too, is not going to be a long line. You're going to get a check-in pager the way you would at a restaurant or when Santa Claus comes into town.
Santa Claus has check-in pagers?
At Disney Springs, he does, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
In water park news, Blizzard Beach refurbishment has been moved up.
Okay.
Originally, it was closing on October 23rd and reopening on Christmas on Christmas Day. Now it is closing on October the it closed yesterday, October the 16th, and will be reopening on Christmas Day.
All right.
So you know they had to close that down kind of early because there have been problems there.
For the big Christmas crowd.
Yep. Now, just imagine if you had gone now and you'd been like, oh my gosh, I thought I had another week to get to Blizzard Beach, and now you can't go.
Might ruin a whole trip.
Imagine your disappointment and the disappointment of your children.
Everyone would be devastated.
I know. All right, so before we get into park news, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and then we will be back with the rest of the, I almost said our e-ticket attraction, with our e-ticket news of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
course. Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier? Makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
He gave them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you got to return them before you leave the park that day. This is going to make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are going to thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving things that you dream of in The Wisdom of Walt, and put Walt to work for you. The experts told Walt Disney that it would never work. A giant theme park where parents and children could play together? Crazy. So Walt put all of his money into this crazy dream of his. He put his reputation on the line, and anyone else would have quit, discouraged and disillusioned. But Walt Disney built Disneyland. So how did he go from dreaming to doing? And how can you do the same, no matter what your goal? In The Wisdom of Walt, Professor Jeffrey Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, Barnes creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. In The Wisdom of Walt, you'll learn to listen to your Walter ego and start trusting yourself, go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success, make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet, and create e-ticket experiences that keep coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available in four different modes: hardcover, paperback, ebook and audiobook, and it has been the number one bestseller on Amazon in 5 different categories, including theme parks and personal success in business. To pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt today, go to Amazon.com or check out thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic workdays to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
And we're back, folks. Welcome back to Two Men in the Mouse, all news edition. We are back on the air here, Kevin and Pete. Hey, Pete.
I'm here.
What's going on?
I feel like you need a doctor meet and greet.
Yes, maybe Doc McStuffins could take a look at me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right?
Come on, Kevin, get on that.
He'll be like, wait a minute, you're only licensed to treat stuffed animals. What are you doing?
You're like a big teddy bear. Come on.
No, I guess kind of. All right, so ready to move on?
Yep.
We got plenty of park news, and this is where we're going to spend the majority of our time this week. So Magic Kingdom news. Elena of Avalor will be joining Princess Fairytale Hall next month.
Wow.
Yep, so that's going to be on November 24th. You will have your choice. It's no longer going to be rotating princesses. It's going to be Elena and Cinderella on one side and Rapunzel and Tiana on the other side.
And that's always going to be like that.
It's always going to be like that, according to this.
Okay.
Tiana's Royal Welcome Show will continue through the fall with no end in sight. Have you seen a video of that yet?
No. Good?
I mean, I caught it once when I was on my way into the park. I was just like, what's going on at the castle? This is interesting. And I saw Cinderella out front and center. I'm like, what's happening here? So I went up and she's just like, we have a new princess. It's this chick. And then like Tiana came out and she was just like, hey, everyone, I'm new. I'm going to say some words in Spanish now.
Okay.
And that was kind of the basis of it. People went nuts for it. She started explaining about like all her friends, who I guess are like characters in the show, and I was just like, oh, no interest. All right, moving on.
Oh, see, so, we watch that show in the Mandel House.
Well, I would imagine you do. In the Mandel House. The Mandel compound. Swiss Family Treehouse's refurbishment has been extended. I am sorry to report, Peter Mandel.
Have they changed it to a different theme?
No. Well, if that's what they need the extra month for, to like change it over to Tarzan, I'm all for it. But they moved it back a month. Originally, it was reopening on the 25th of September. Now it's going to be reopening on the 25th of October. Why bother?
You know, maybe they're cranking out some serious Swiss Family Robinson merchandise to go with it.
Oh, you think that's going to be the hot seller this Christmas?
It might be a big one.
It's going to be like the big seller. Like I don't even know any Swiss Family Robinson references to like.
To me neither.
This, so. Oh boy. Speaking of refurbishments, the Hall of Presidents is set for its quarter annually 6-month refurbishment.
Oh, okay.
Well, quarter or oct or every.
I thought you were going to say they were like already sculpting, you know, like a president to go in there.
Well, I would hope not. Well. I would hope not, as the election hasn't happened yet. But it's going to be closed from January 17th to June the 30th. This is actually shorter than the Obama add-in, which was closed for 8 months, actually. It reopened in August.
Huh. But, yeah, I feel like that's
That was a very big refurbishment. Like, they redid the entire show.
Right.
I got to wonder if they're... You think they're going to get rid of Morgan Freeman?
Huh. You mean just to keep it fresh and switch it up? Because, I mean, it's not like you get better than Morgan Freeman.
But no, you don't get any better than Morgan Freeman.
But just to, like, give it something new?
Yeah, I mean, you figure even if they're keeping Morgan Freeman, they have to get him to record at least one new line.
Yeah, that's true. At least one.
Yeah. But anyway. So, yeah, Hall of Presidents, you know, get it while you can.
Let me ask you a question. And, I mean, I'm assuming you're going to find this out. You might not know this. But so when Hall of Presidents reopens after they had a president.
Right.
Like, I don't ever think of Hall of Presidents as something that's like, oh, I'm going to have to wait on a really long line to get in. Is it, like, is there a little demand to see it after?
I would assume, like, I would assume it would be crowded in the beginning. But I will let you know come June.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You know, what it's like.
Right.
So, the Walt Disney World Railroad is closing for a 5-week refurbishment from January 9th to February 17th.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been using the train quite a bit lately.
I really like the train.
A lot of times I will be, I'll do Splash Mountain, like, last, usually.
Right.
And I'll be in the back of the park, and I'll be like, oh, I gotta walk all the way to Main Street. I'll just hop the train from Frontierland and ride it all the way to Main Street.
Yeah, I feel like I discovered the train, like, recently. I mean, I've always gone on it, but
I mean, I've always enjoyed the train as, like, an attraction. It's like, oh, I want to go on the train to see all this stuff.
Right, now but as an actual mode of transportation, I agree with you.
Exactly. Now the train is, like, my secret shortcut.
Right.
Which, you know, it stinks because I never see what's between Main Street USA and Frontierland, but...
Well, one day.
Yeah, someday. Okay, so now time for the main event in the Magic Kingdom, Peter Mandel. I know you want to hear about it. The Muppets present great moments in history.
Oh, yeah.
So I was there opening day. I didn't see the first showing of it, but I saw, I believe it was the second. Second and third.
Why didn't you see the first?
I got a late start to the day.
All right, I can buy that.
You know what? I'm glad because I got right up front both times. It was, you know, it draws in some pretty good crowds, and people walking by always will stop and watch because it is a tremendous show. So there's two different shows here. One is the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and one is the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. And it's, I mean, you know, I'm not going to give any spoilers to the show. I will say actual puppets.
Okay, good.
Actual Muppet quality puppets. To pre-recorded dialogue, obviously.
Muppet.
It is very Sam the Eagle heavy.
Also good.
Like, I would say he's got more to say than Kermit.
Well, that makes sense, though.
Yeah. Like, he is the focal point of it. It's his show. And it's, I mean, it is without a doubt, my favorite live show they've done in Disney probably ever.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot get enough of this show. Like, Peter Mandel... I wept. There were tears. There were tears when I saw the Muppets in those windows. Because, like, it's the Muppets. Like, it's the real Muppets. Like, they look just like the Muppets.
I totally buy that. Because, honestly, I mean, I'm not really a live show guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, like, loving this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, like, for Paul Revere, they're all up in the windows of the Heritage House. But for the Declaration of Independence, Sam the Eagle is popping out of a circular window at the top of the Hall of Presidents.
We didn't even know that opened.
I never even realized it was there before. Have you watched it online yet?
I've seen a little bit of it. I didn't want to watch the whole thing.
Right. Like I said, I'm not going to spoil any of the jokes. So I will say Muppets that are in it. Sam, Kermit, Gonzo, Fozzie, Piggy. Piggy steals the show. She's hysterical. And to my great, great joy, the chickens.
I thought you were going to say Skeeter.
No Skeeter. We keep waiting, but Skeeter's not coming back, Pete.
One day someone will acknowledge Skeeter.
So there was a book, actually, about what Skeeter went and did.
Really?
Yeah, it was like the rest of the Muppet Babies went into show business, and Skeeter had no interest in this.
Okay.
So Skeeter went off and became like a famous explorer.
Oh, that's cool. He went on and became Gobo Fraggle?
She. You mean she would... Oh, yeah, she kind of does look like Gobo Fraggle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, Epcot news. They have changed the location for the Disney Visa card Chase meet and greet for characters. So Mickey and his friends have moved from Interventions West. Any guesses where they are now?
Right across the way.
No. They've actually moved into the Imagination Pavilion near the fountains.
Oh, okay.
Which is a weird place for them.
Yeah, but I guess they're not really doing anything there, you know?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly where, but I'm going to have to go check this out. Okay, so big news in Epcot, though. The return of Muppet Mobile Labs.
Wow, really?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, it exploded on the newsosphere like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. They brought back Muppet Mobile Labs for a short testing period. It was in Epcot. I'm not sure if it's still there. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's probably gone by now. But the rumor is they're testing it there so they can bring it over into studios in the Muppet Courtyard.
Very cool.
Yes. The Muppet Mobile Labs is part of Disney's Living Character Initiative. It is an audio animatronic Bunsen and Beaker on a mobile mobile lab. Like it's like a little rocket ship almost on a wheel. On a Segway. And
so you're telling me that recently there was a Muppet presence in three of the four Disney parks?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you.
I never thought we'd see that day.
And Muppet Mobile Labs makes use of the same technology that Turtle Talk with Crush does, where the characters are actually speaking to you.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Bunsen Honeydew is also a doctor.
I could go see him. Yes, you're right. DAC News, Disney's Animal Kingdom. You ready for this?
Yep.
The refurbishment of Dinosaur has been extended a second time. Originally, this was set to reopen on September 30th. Then today, October 17th, they have moved it back once again to November 20th.
Wow.
They keep pushing this thing back, man.
Wonder why.
What if it just never reopens? It's just in a constant state of refurbishment. And it closed in July, so that's a pretty lengthy refurb.
Yeah, I mean, that's for real.
So July, August, September, October. That's a 5-month refurbishment.
What do you think they could possibly be doing?
That's a lot of skimming if it's just skimming. Like,
well, I mean, that ride is so dark.
It's what are you going to improve?
You won't notice anything.
Yeah.
What could possibly be worked on there aside from maybe like ride vehicle stuff?
Maybe vehicles. Maybe they're making it less jarring because it is a very jarring experience.
I like the jarring aspect of it.
Yeah,
I feel like the darkness also is why it's jarring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that too.
Kind of like Space Mountain in a way.
Yeah, yeah. I think I could see that. Space Mountain. I love it. Okay, so the Rivers of Light dining packages are set to become available in May.
Okay.
So does that mean Rivers of Light will be available come May?
Well, I would hope so.
Well, now they're saying that Rivers of Light should be available before this. However, no news on that. So so let's say, worst case scenario, it comes out in May. That's 13 months late.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What could have possibly happened to make Rivers of Light go back this much? And it better be flawless by the time it hits the stage.
You know what, though? I get it. These shows like that, all these new Disney, like, you know, they're all technologically driven shows.
Yeah.
So if everything doesn't go off without a hitch, you know, concept and execution are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I get something like that, you know, more so than, let's say, closing Dinosaur for 5 months, where it's like, that ride already works. You know, what could you possibly be doing? Right. I get something like a new show, like really trying to kind of get it going.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's what it is.
Finally, we come to Disney's Hollywood Studios news, Peter Mandel. We got a lot of news here this week.
Okay.
So, first of all, there's a new route for the March of the First Order, Captain Phasma and the Stormtroopers.
Okay.
Initially, they had started over at the what do you call it? The launch bay.
Yep.
They would march out towards the center stage and then back. Now they're starting on Hollywood Boulevard over by Sid's. And then they stop at center stage for a mini show.
And that's pretty far.
They follow the same. It says it follows the same path as the Star Wars Weekend Legends of the Force Motorcade. So now I've never seen that, Peter Mandel. So where does the Legends of the Force Motorcade go?
I barely remember.
Does it go by Star Tours though?
Yes.
So like they're continuing on. Like this is a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's done several times throughout the day. So, and from what I could see from like photos and videos that I've seen, there's a lot more stormtroopers in it now.
I was going to say, if you're going to do that, it can't be like three or four people.
No, like it was a large group of storm. It looked like the 501st, like in masse.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the big news to come out of, I assume you've heard the big news to come out of DHS this week.
Which is?
That DHS is now officially the Christmas park.
Okay, I like that.
First of all, Santa Claus is coming to Hollywood Studios November 14th to December the 24th. The Santa Claus.
Right.
Chris Kringle.
Like for this, they got the one. Right.
Right, Chris
Kringle. That makes sense.
Papa Noel. Ho-ho Jijo.
Where's he going to be?
He is going to be in the Once Upon a Time shop on Sunset Boulevard from November the 14th to December the 24th. Now, on December 25th, he leaves because he's got to go deliver presents, and he is replaced from December 25th to December 31st by Santa Goofy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but Santa Goofy's always been in Hollywood Studios, so...
Yeah, he's always, like, kind of in that weird spot in the back.
Yeah, which doesn't exist anymore.
I was going to say, isn't there anymore,
yeah.
Right?
But the big, big news, Peter Mandel. So we knew that come November, there were no more announced dates for Star Wars Galactic Celebration. Because a seasonal show will be replacing it for the Christmas season called Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Is that based on the Star Wars Christmas special?
No, it is not based on the Star Wars Christmas special. There will be no life-based celebrations.
That would be awesome.
Could you imagine, like, just to stick it to George Lucas? They
were like, yeah, that's only, like, if George, like, something bad went down between Disney and George Lucas, and they were like, oh, yeah, wait till you see this live show.
We're going to take this, we're going to take all 2 hours of the Star Wars holiday special, and we're gonna put it on the Chinese theater with projections and fireworks.
We're actually going to have Carrie Fisher re-record this song.
Oh, with her voice now.
Yeah.
So Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is a new fireworks show that's going to be making use, much like the Star Wars show, of projectors and special effects, in even snowfall, Peter Mandel.
I always like when they do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, during the Frozen show, they had snow also, so it's not like a new... We know they can do it. It's going to be led by the elves Wayne and Lanny from Prep and Landing.
Which I love, by the way.
I've never seen it.
It is worth the watch.
Is it just a Christmas special or is it like a show?
Yes. It's a Christmas special.
Well, I'll have to look it up.
I think
there
have been two of them, actually.
Well, Wayne and Lanny are going to be hosting this.
Okay, good. I like that.
And it will feature scenes from Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Which is... probably the best thing ever.
Right. Beauty and the Beast.
The Enchanted Christmas or actual Beauty and the Beast?
I just said Beauty and the Beast. So I think just Beauty. Okay. Like, probably the scene in the snow. Pluto's Christmas Tree.
Classic.
Bambi.
Okay.
Probably like the ice, when he's on the ice. Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Have to have that in there.
Yeah. And more. Peter Mandel, if the Muppet Christmas Carol is not in here, I'm going to freak out.
It's not going to be in there, Kevin. Just giving you a heads up.
But there's so much Muppets now.
I know, and I know you like it, but it doesn't, you know, no, it's not going to be in there.
Sorry. Well. I accept this. So, there will be a dessert party. Priced at $69 for adults and $39 for children. But what do we think about this? They're calling it the successor to the Osborne lights.
I think it sounds fun.
I think, you know what? In a world in which there are no more Osborne lights, this was a good move.
Yeah.
But it's bittersweet because it's replacing the greatest fireworks show of all time, the Star Wars Galactic Celebration.
Right. Well, they'll probably go back to something Star Wars.
They better go back to that same show after this because it's perfect.
Right. I'm sure they will. But I like, you know, listen, I really like the Osborne Family Lights. I do like kind of, you know, when it gets just a little chilly there and it's nighttime, you really feel a little Christmas there. I think it sounds fun.
They didn't used to, and did they make it snow during the Osborne Lights? I don't even remember.
Yeah. Yep. They used to pump the snow off the buildings.
Okay. But I mean, I think this is going to be great. And I think seeing some of our favorite Christmas specials up on, you know, up on there. Listen, there's a lot of Muppet Christmas specials that they can pull from. I'm just saying. It's not just Christmas Carol. There's Muppet Family Christmas. There's Letters to Santa. There's It's a Very Merry Muppet Christmas Special. There's a lot of Muppets they can pull from here.
I think we need a coughing break.
What? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you made that happen. But what other Christmas specials does your heart want to see up there?
No, I mean, I like the ones they have. I mean, those are the Disney staples, you know?
Yeah.
And it's apparent that they're not just going solely Christmas. They're going to have just some like wintery things. So that sounds cool. Maybe they'll have like the bazooka scene from Mulan where she like takes out the.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I want to see in my Christmas show. Peter
that's
Mandel.
All in the snow.
I want to see a bunch of Huns being obliterated by an avalanche.
I'm just trying to think of wintery scenes that they could possibly have.
I mean, I would love to see some of Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas in there, like the Donald and Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Goofy and Max with Santa Claus. Like, those are things that I really want to see.
I do like the Huey, Louie, and Dewey where they wish every day was Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not a very original one. I mean, I've seen that done a million times, but they do it really well.
Yeah, it's just fun that it's them. You know, they're so mischievous.
Yes, they are very, very mischievous. You know what? When they did Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, I really didn't love their storyline where they sneak to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas tried a little too hard.
Yeah, I get it, though.
I also liked in Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas how Max was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But then in Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas, he was like a college kid. And I'm like, no, foul, go back.
That's funny.
So DHS becoming the Christmas park, right? I mean, like, I think that's a fair statement that it's becoming the Christmas park. But this,
I mean, even crowd wise, I think it kind of fits. You know,
I do too. And you know, like, I'm just glad. Like, I had been hearing rumblings that there was going to be some kind of replacement for the Osborne Lights, like, and they had to do something. The Osborne Lights were too, like, I loved getting, like, I remember last year I got the Mickey Christmas Elf popcorn bucket and I walked through the Osborne Lights even just by myself and just loved it. And I'm just glad that there's going to be something representative of the time again.
Yeah, me too. I do enjoy that.
As long I remember, like, going, like, first week of January and the Christmas trees were still up. And listen, let me tell you something about me and Christmas. On December 26th, I'm over it.
I could see you being like that.
Like, I'm like, what's this tree still doing here? Like, they still have the tree up. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? Like, take it down.
Now, are you someone who thinks that Christmas comes too early?
No, Christmas can't come early enough. Christmas just can't stay too late.
Okay, you know what? I don't really disagree with you. I've never had a problem with Christmas staying too late, but I'm not somebody who, like, I could almost go to Christmas music now, you know?
I don't know if I can go for it now. The closest I can get is Nightmare Before Christmas right now, but come November 1st, it's, like, I've decided to embrace it this year. Come November 1st, it's Christmas.
I get that.
And no, I am not. I'm not looking past Thanksgiving, Peter Mandel. I'm not doing that. I am going to enjoy Thanksgiving as a part of Christmas.
I get that. Thanksgiving is my wife's hands-down favorite holiday.
I know. You've mentioned that before.
She loves it. So, I mean, it's such a big deal in my house. It's crazy.
Is it last year that you guys had the Disney World Thanksgiving, or was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago. I still don't know how I pulled that off.
Yeah.
But I did.
Might there be something else coming this Thanksgiving season?
Maybe a little bit after. And by something, you mean Gilmore Girls coming to Netflix.
Oh, my gosh. How excited am I about this?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Have you watched the trailer yet that came out?
I want nothing to do with anything.
I know.
I don't want to know anything about it.
It didn't even have anything. It just had them talking.
Yep, don't need to know.
Did you go to Luke's when it was a thing?
I did see that, yes.
Did you go?
No.
There were a couple places in Orlando, but it was like in the very beginning of a weekday. I was like, come on. Come on, Star Sama.
Right.
But, I mean, I would have loved going, but...
I am very excited. I actually got a customer in here who, you know, is not into stuff like that to give it a shot. He is, like, full... He's invested. He's going to give it a shot.
I got You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, Kate Smith from Miscellaneous Discussions to watch it, and she devoured the entire series.
Really?
Yeah, she loved it.
Could you imagine watching that for the first time?
I almost wish I could erase my memory and watch it all over again.
I get that. Yeah. It'd be like going to Disney World for the first time.
I think you're going a little strong here, but
I don't know. It's funny because I went to Disney for the first time as an adult.
Yeah, I know.
And I think, you know, like I can still remember my first day in the Magic Kingdom, and I wasn't wowed. Because I was just like a cool, like, you know, early 20s kid.
Right, you were way
with
too
my girlfriend.
Cool for school.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I'm telling you, by the end of like 4 days, I was like, okay, listen, we have to immediately come right back here.
I get this. I get it so much.
I didn't get it until we hit Newark Airport on the way home. And I was like, okay, I'm going to book another trip tomorrow. Ugh. So, pretty fun.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone that saw me while I was in New Jersey, I hope you enjoyed it because I'm not coming back to that Petri dish again.
What do you mean?
I am so ill right now still that I swore off ever going back to Krypton again.
I just want to point out, by the way, that again, you were in New Jersey.
And again, I didn't
probably
go see you.
Probably in Frankfurt. And did not even come see me one
time. I didn't have a second to go do anything.
Okay.
I barely saw my family, who I was staying with. I was up every morning at like 5 to get to a train by 7 to go stand in...
Mean the train station that's literally on the way from my store?
No, not that one. I went to Linden.
Oh, okay. I'm
not changing trains in Newark amidst the cockroaches. I don't think so, Peter Mandel.
You can get direct at Cranford at certain times.
Certain times. I don't play that game. And then like at night when it's time to come home, I'm going to have to wait. No.
Well, I think at night is actually when you can get it. I don't know if they do it during like... early morning.
I've only gotten it during the day, like in the morning.
Oh, right. We only usually get it around like 7.
Oh, no.
Like if me and the guys are going to dinner in the city, we'll jump it at like 7 o'clock.
Maybe it's changed since last time I went. But yeah, I am official. If I ever say I'm going to New York Comic Con again, you have my permission to stop me. By any means necessary.
I don't know how
necessary.
I'd do that, but I would try.
Next time I'm there, I promise I will stop into Rogue Comics.
Right after you said you're never going ever again.
I mean, I obviously have to go back to New Jersey. My family lives there. But...
I don't know. Maybe you've sworn them off also. As
I have not,
this.
No. But
or
if they want to see me, they can
blame,
go to Florida. It's a lot
maybe
nicer.
Maybe you blame one of your family members for getting you sick, really.
Well, no. I don't blame my family members. I blame the 60,000 sweaty nerds that I blame all the Randall Savages of the world that I had to stand with.
All right.
Oh, by the way, while I was sick, I got to catch up on Supergirl.
I don't watch Supergirl.
You don't watch Supergirl?
No.
Dude, it's good.
I know you don't want to hear this. I don't watch the DC shows.
You don't even watch The Flash.
No, I just don't care that much about those characters.
The Flash, the greatest television show on TV right now.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, because you haven't watched it.
I watched season one.
Season one... brought me through the entire spectrum of human emotion.
All right.
I laughed. I cried. I got angry. I was overjoyed. Cried a lot. Ugh, Peter Mandel. They have this season, Supergirl has put together the greatest on-screen version of Superman of all time.
I've heard that they've gone to Superman. I've actually seen a clip of it.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, I guess they got to do it.
He's Superman, you know, but like, he's like the perfect mix in between like like a more modern Superman, and the Chris Reeves, like, wink at the camera, twinkly smile Superman.
Right.
He's perfect. So.
I'll take your word for that.
You watch these shows, Peter Mandel.
And you I go mean, watch maybe one day I'll get
you go watch those Bears, too. Country Bear Jamboree. It's about time.
I'm going to get around to that, too, one day.
Yeah, no, you're not. All right, have we vamped for long enough to fill up enough space to have a full show?
I don't know, have we? Because I could go back to Gilmore Girls.
I could, too. I mean, you know, somebody tried to make a case to me recently that Logan was the best one for Rory. And, like, I like, practically spat venom like that dinosaur that killed Newman. Like,
now, wait a minute. Who tried to make this case to you?
One of my friends. Somebody that I, like, my friend Jen tried to tell me that. She had a status on Facebook that said, like, that, oh, well, you know, she clearly belonged with Logan. And I was like, what?
I mean, that would make me rethink my friendship. I'm not lying about that.
I mean, he was the worst one.
Yeah.
Easily the worst one.
Definitely.
But you know what? But you know, honestly, like, recent watch through, you know what? I came to a conclusion, and I feel this is the conclusion I was meant to come to, is that Rory is not defined by her relationship.
Huh.
Rory, the whole point of Rory's love life was that she didn't end up with any of them because she didn't need any of them. It was all about how this young woman becomes a career woman. And not about being defined by, you know, like she's Joey on Dawson's Creek. Who does she wind up with, Pacey or Dawson? You know?
No, and I agree. And I think that I don't think she ends up with any of these people.
And whereas Lorelai is defined by her relationships because she's awful. She's the worst.
She is not defined by her. She doesn't respect her relationships enough to be defined by
them.
No,
and that's why she's defined by them, because
she's a career woman.
I see. But at the end of the day, she still winds up with someone.
Well,
I guess somebody had to wind up with somebody.
Yeah. It's just, you know, come on.
Yeah. All right, you ready to head out for this week?
Yeah, I am. I like these all news episodes. I feel like I find out a lot.
Yeah. I feel like we catch up on a lot. We get caught up. We rant a little bit. I mean, people like them.
Do you think you'll still have this cough next week?
I hope not. But anything's possible.
Have you gone to the doctor?
Yes, I have gone to a doctor down here.
You did not go to a doctor.
I did. I went to a doctor and I got antibiotics.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a good doctor. It was a clinic where, like, I'll tell you off the air. But, because I could rant about that for another hour. Oh, by the way, before we go, Luke Cage. You watched Luke Cage, right?
I've seen everyone but the last one.
See, now, and I feel like the last one's going to let you down now that you've waited, because the last one is the week.
It can't let me down. Listen, this show is fantastic for the first 7 episodes, and then it takes such a nosedive.
I wouldn't say it takes a nosedive at all.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. You know, I like the character so much that I was like, I'm going to like this no matter what, and I do. But when I say it's the worst of the Netflix shows, I don't mean the Marvel Netflix shows. I mean of any Netflix
show. Oh, I don't think that at all. You are the only person that I've heard say that.
That second half is atrocious.
I don't think so.
Superhero shows are defined by villains. You know that. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
And the villains
and
in this
he's not the greatest in the world.
Ridiculous. And the acting is atrocious.
Huh? Hey, come on. Black Mariah is awesome.
Oh my gosh. No, she's not.
Yes, she is. She's great. I don't understand how you can have a problem with this. I feel like sometimes you just have to have the opposite opinion of everybody.
I don't, and I'm not that guy. I'm not like contrarian for contrarian's sake. I genuinely am not having a good time with the second half. Maybe I really like the first 7 so much. It takes
I think
such
that's
a hard
it. I mean,
turn.
It becomes a very different show.
Yeah, a bad one. And episodes 8 and 9 are... You know what? I watched episode 12 last night. And it ended so bad, I literally giggled. I was like, because it's the first episode I watched without Heather. She wasn't feeling good.
Okay.
She's like, you can watch without me. And I don't typically do stuff like that. And then I was so thankful I did, because I'm like, oh, I saved her from having to watch this one. It's bad. But 7 and 8 are, I mean, 8 and 9 are really bad. So, yeah, okay. You know, listen, I love these Netflix shows. I hope to make them forever. But, you know, structuring them all with 13 episodes, no matter what the character or storyline is, it's difficult.
I will tell
to
you. I thought this. I did say to myself that this show could have been a very tight 10 episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so could have Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I get that.
Jessica Jones could have been less than 10 episodes.
I get that.
I mean, easily. And Jessica Jones is a nurse show. It's defined by the bad guy, and the bad guy's clearly the best part of the show.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have entire episodes, not one or two. You have entire episodes that he's not in.
Right.
Well, it's just, it's not necessary. Unless they were going to go, if you look at the way that Daredevil Season 2 is structured and Luke Cage, where they're going for multi-arcs, like in the series, which I don't dislike.
Well, and I think like Daredevil Season 2 found the way to do it, because like the first and second half of, like the first half is, it was kind of three different things. Daredevil meets Daredevil versus the Punisher, then it was Enter Elektra, and then it was the Hand. Close it out.
Yeah, it was clearly like three different arcs, which I thought kind of
it was a trilogy of movies. It was 3 2-hour movies,
right? Well, more than that.
Well, yeah, one was a 2.5-hour movie, or one was a 3-hour movie. I'm sorry, but yeah. All right, so ready to skedaddle.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, well, that is going to do it for 2 Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2meninthemouse. Twitter at 2menInTheMouse. Instagram at WhiteDragonPN. The WDPN is also on Twitter at WhiteDragonPN. And we are on Facebook at facebook.com/WDPodcastNetwork. Also, folks, check out our Facebook discussion group at facebook.com/group/2meninthemouse. If you want your questions answered on a future installment of the show, please send an email to questions@2menandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, do us the honor of sharing it with a friend or family member. Tweet it out, talk it up, give it a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously. It's only through your kind words and praise that this show will continue to grow and prosper. If you love our good friend Peter Mandel and his comic book store, visit him at Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Or visit roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are taking a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, or Universal Orlando Resort, look up our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who can be found on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him, dave@magicaltravel.com. If you want to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, check out Jeff Barnes and his book, The Wisdom of Walt, over at thewisdomofwalt.com. And if you're renting a crib or stroller on your next Disney vacation, please check out our good friend and sponsors over at kingdomstrollers.com, where they have the crib and stroller of your dreams at the best possible price. And for me, folks, please check out my book, Rocinante. It is officially coming down as of Halloween Day off of Amazon, the vintage edition. So get it while they're hot. If you want a signed copy, you can message me over at my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/KevinJKessler author. Also follow me on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler. As I said, I will be selling those copies, and I'm probably going to be closing out sales for signed vintage editions by the end of the week, so that I have time to actually order them for everybody. And it's coming down off Amazon at the end of this month for a re-release in time for the holiday season. So Peter Mandel, get them while they're hot.
Do you do gift wrapping?
No, I don't. Folks, thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, I hope we can get the flow back and do another great show next week.
Absolutely. All right, please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.